Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So it appears that people, a lot of people, were trying to call me out. And I would like to call out the people who were calling me out.
You can't beef me. I'm beefing you.
That's exactly what's happening here. I've reached this place in my life where not much irritates me. I find peace and then I stick to myself and that's it for me, man. I don't really let things affect me anymore. I think I'm just at that age. You get to a point where you realize a lot of those things just really don't matter at the end of the day. And it's one thing that I see online all the time that I don't know why, but it gets under my skin. And it's whenever I see people in the comment section trying to devalue what someone has done when they haven't or would not do what they see the person doing. Mm. It could be anything. Like I see it a lot with exercising. I'll see somebody bench 500 pounds or something like that. And someone's in the comments going, well, he didn't even go all the way down. Right. But you can't bench 200 pounds, uh-huh. Right? And that's kind of how I felt with this entire bull situation. And I think it irritated me only because in life, it's very rare that I have the genuine feeling of fear and of feeling like I really don't want to do this. Like there's no part of me that wants to do this, but I have a goal and I have to get past this.
Was the goal survival or was the goal impressing her dad?
Well,
both can be true.
Well, her dad is passed, so it's not necessarily impressing him, but it was making an imprint on his family because I feel like he set that precedent amongst his family.
Oh, okay.
And for me to be now the guy that's coming into the situation asking for the honor of dating his daughter. That was there, right? Of feeling like he's watching down in his family. And like I said, there was a lot of people there. It was like her entire family is there. The entire community is there. And it was like I was the headline of the show of is he going to do it?
And that's what this whole celebration was about. Right.
It was a mass about the life, celebrating the life of her dad. So I get it. Right. And you had to have been there. That's the first thing. Like it's a whole different ball game being there and seeing what's happening when you get there and you see this bull come out. Right. Like so that's the thing. That's what I'm addressing. Right. Is I get it. For some odd reason, a lot of people seem to think that I was going to be out there with a full grown horned up bull as if some way somehow I became a matador
overnight.
Right. Somehow
I will be honest with you, I was one of those people.
Okay.
I had to recalibrate when I saw the video because all I know about bullfighting or about bull's attack is the picture in my mind is this, I mean, 1,500-pound bull attacking you with whatever that is that they use to, like, distract him and stuff. And I thought it was going to be in a huge arena. So when what? I was, when I know. So when I was watching it, I had to recalibrate and say, and I had to have the conversation in my mind that you're having right now. But I don't feel like I was equally prepared. I was properly prepared for the situation not being what I've seen a million different times professionally.
Okay.
Well, to your credit, it's the way you told the story. The way you set up the story is that's how we were envisioning it because you were talking about how nervous you were and how you were kind of, you know, freaking out a little bit. And then we see you doing your little dancey dance and we're like, oh, he's fine. Like,
well, yeah, I danced through. I mean, that's me. That's just, I did it with skydiving, right? Like, I'm not the kind of person that's going to be out there crying and with tears falling out and showing you how I really feel. That's just not who I am. And when I'm faced with a dangerous or fearful situation, I'm going to embrace it. That's who I am, right? But the thing is, that was my first point is like, no, they're not going to put you out there with a grown bull. Like matadors go out there and get injured and die. Unfortunately, there's a reason. Like they're not, they have a lot of training. Those men are professionals. That's a whole different ballgame. However, when they say baby bull, to everyone who thought it was cute to go and talk about the baby bull comment. Number one, I am about 6'4". That bull is not as small as you think it is when you see me standing next to the bull. You would have put somebody out there about 5'6", 5'8". That bull was bigger than them. I watched two of her uncles get completely trampled.
Is that right?
Trampled to the point where they had to bring four or five, because they did have professional matadors there around the ring just in case of emergency, and they had to go out there about four or five times. One of her aunts got skin knocked off of her arm to this day. Oof. She's missing the skin. Her husband would not go out there when his wife was getting trampled by the bull because he was that afraid of the bull. The bull,
we're going to have to reevaluate our marriage.
Right?
Yeah.
And imagine me watching that and hearing my lady go, wow, so he's not even going to come out here and save my aunt. And I'm sitting there like, okay, well, I see her thoughts on it. Not only that, her nephew's girlfriend went out there and she did well the first couple of times. But the third time, the bull won. And he had to run out there and jump on the bull. He's getting thrown off the bull into the wall. Bull is smashing him. So I'm seeing all of this in real time.
Well, why three times? I mean, is the bull keeping score? Why didn't she just go out once? Everything was safe and say, okay, I'm done for the day.
I think it's a confidence thing. I think you want to do it. Your adrenaline is rushing. You're afraid. And then when you go out there, you know, you get the first one out the way, you get the second one out the way, and you start to think, oh, I got him. But every time the bull rushes you, the bull rushes from a different angle with a different speed. So you might get a little overconfident out there, which is what she did.
Okay.
So you watching it, there's a reason there was over 200 people there and only like five or six of us got out there. And they were all her family. Now, for me, I didn't have the choice. Like, there were people saying he did it for love. No, he did it. I did it for survival. I didn't have a choice. It was the entire place yelling my name, telling me it's time. So when you see me dancing, that's like, I'm thinking this could be my last dance. Like, I'm saving the last dance. And it was, yes, it's not a grown bull, but the thing is, I know people who are afraid of dogs.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen people run from a dog. Yeah. If you think that's scary, imagine a bull.
Yeah.
And I think the speed, the size, the ferocity in which the bull rushes you, none of that is captured in the video at all. And I think because I did so well, I did myself a disservice.
Almost.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes some sense.
If I would have got out there and got trampled, or if the bull would have actually got me, it would have looked completely different.
Yeah.
I just happened to do really well. So in knowing the fear that I felt and everything that I faced and what I accomplished, to see people in the comments going, oh, there's a baby bull. Take your ass to Ecuador and get in front of the baby bull.
I'd like to see you on Roswell Road on a mechanical bull.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's the curse of making something look easy. Like, I see those Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. I'm like, give me two shots of tequila, I'm out there.
Uh-huh.
But you make it look easy so people think it's easy. Well, it wasn't easy.
I'd say try.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.